Well, we talked to our friends in the automotive supply sector, Construction and Engineering Expo. You can find it all at WJR.com. Also updated the construction project happening just down the road for us with Henry Ford Hospital. All of them require one thing. They have something in common. They require a safe, reliable, and affordable flow of power. And the tourism industry is no different. And that's why ITC is a annual sponsor of WJR's Pure Michigan Tour, hosted by our friend and colleague Paul W. Smith. He's on the road right now and giving a lot of great exposure to all the great tourism businesses out there. And we want to check in with our favorite sponsor, ITC. We welcome in Simon Whitelock, president of ITC Michigan and vice president of ITC Holdings Corporation. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Very good. You, you've got a nice connection with shorts because we know the weather's going to be getting warm and we will need something refreshing in the future. Talk about your this partnership that you have with them.
Well, it's lovely. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there myself, but you know, we do try and get around the state to all the wonderful establishments that we have, and shorts is one of those. It's a Michigan treasure, and as I said, I'm sorry I'm not there to enjoy some of their products.
Tell me about shorts. Perhaps there are people out there who haven't had that.
Yeah, shorts has been around for quite a while. It is a local Michigan brewery. It's actually celebrating 20 years in business right now, which is amazing. It's hard to believe. It's making me feel a little bit old as we speak. But Joe Short is an entrepreneur, and he's done a tremendous job of, I think, putting Michigan on the map when it comes to beer.
I have some friends coming from the East Coast this summer, so they should have some shorts, it seems like.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And tell us about the Pool Barn, which opened, I believe, in 2021.
Yeah, I think that their mission is really to make sure that we can bring people together. I think they say they want to leave the world a better place, and they're working to create a lot of different experiences. They've got festivals and different events there, so it's a great place to host different events, and I'm looking forward to seeing it later this summer.
We also know that Michigan summer wouldn't be complete without boating, and the boating season's starting early. I talked to some folks that in the marina business that say they're already putting in a lot of boats. Folks were able to put their docks in early in some of the inland lakes, and the Elk Rapids Marina has got to be hopping this time of year.
Absolutely. Yes, it seems like summer just sprung up on us, and the folks with the boats are out and about, and I'm looking forward to getting out there myself.
How's Paul doing on his Pure Michigan tour?
Paul is doing great, as far as I can hear. I think the team is happy to be there. This is something that we do every year. We love to get around to see the different sites within the state. I think it really highlights the amazing diversity of the economy here in Michigan, and points to all the great work that we've been doing around retaining and expanding companies from an economic development perspective.
Well, from that perspective, for folks that aren't familiar with ITC, I mean, when they turn the lights on, they think of DTE and consumers, but DTE and consumers wouldn't be able to do that without ITC's involvement. So explain what it is, and also the role that you played in the successful NFL draft event that we had here in Detroit.
Yeah, so ITC, we're an electric transmission company. So what that means is you've got generation where the electricity is generated or created, and then transmission moves electricity from there to our homes and businesses. We call that the distribution side of things. So we're sort of smack dab in the middle. We're the highway system of the grid, if you will. And yes, we were involved in making sure that the lights were on and the draft went smoothly. It was a fantastic event from a city of Detroit and state of Michigan perspective. That was great to see. But we were there. We worked really closely with DTE, our partners, to make sure that there were no issues. We had folks on site ready to go just in case something happened, and you know, nobody had to drive through traffic to try and get to town. And we also worked closely with the NFL to make sure we had folks in the command center just to be aware of what was going on. But at the end of the day, it was really a team effort, I think, in every sense of the word. And we all worked together to make sure that it was a success from an electricity perspective.
And Simon, I know that ITC works with the MEDC, and they work with the state and others. You know, you guys help bring new business opportunities to the state. What are you seeing from companies that are interested in setting up shop here in Michigan? I mean, what are they looking for?
Well, I think the thing is, whether you're trying to convince a Michigan company to stay in Michigan or expand in Michigan, or you're trying to convince somebody from outside of Michigan or outside the U.S. even to locate here, it's a very, very competitive landscape and process. So, you know, back to the theme, we have to make sure all of the players in the public and private sectors are working together, because these companies have high expectations. You know, they want strong talent, they want quality of life for their employees. There, of course, there's financial incentives and other issues, and they're also looking for power. They want to make sure that they have reliable power that will be able to power their manufacturing facilities or storefronts. And they're also asking more and more if that power is clean. So they want to make sure that they can keep it running and have everything else met at the same time. And the thing about it is, right now, some of these large manufacturing plants that use a lot of electricity, they're actually usually fed directly from the transmission system in partnership with our friends at DTE or consumers. And the good news is, in Michigan, we have a top-performing transmission system, so I think that's mm-hmm. a tremendous asset for the state.
Well, we've seen regional reports in other areas of the nation where the new data centers are drawing a lot of power. AI is going to draw a lot of power. The electric transition is going to, and thanks to ITC and others, that's less of a worry here. Our reporting is actually pretty good about reliability, and that we've got that buffer that we need to make sure that all those people can keep the lights on. Simon, thanks very much, and thank you for supporting Paul's Journeys on the Road.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Simon Whitelock from ITC, 757 on AM 760 WJR. When we come back, question for you, how long does it take you to order dinner? Does it take you 12 minutes to make up your mind? Apparently, for the majority of Americans, it does. That's next on JR Morning.